This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The body is your physical body. Everybody knows what that means. Your soul is your personality. Your soul is the part of you that thinks. The soul is what part decides. Your soul is what gets angry, gets ticked. That's your soul. But your spirit is the part of you that calls out to God. Let me give you an example. You're driving down I-75 and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit of God illuminates your heart in such a way that you realize that something you didn't think was such a big deal was a sin, and you cry out without even knowing, God, forgive me. That's your spirit crying out to God. You're in a crisis with your family and something's going on and you don't even know where the words are coming from and you say, God, help us. That's your spirit crying out to God. You're praying for a son or daughter and there's some burden that you have on your heart. In the middle of the night, you wake up at 3 a.m. and say, God, be with him. God, be with her. That's your spirit crying out to the Lord. We are body, soul, and spirit, not just body and soul. And that's an important prayer for somebody to pray for their family today. Now the focus is the beginning, verse 19 and 20, 21. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. And let's go on into verse 22. Avoid every kind of evil. I want to talk about that first. To avoid every kind of evil means this. What evil do you allow in your own life? You don't have to, and I don't have to play the game and say, well, I don't let evil in my life. Every man in this room has evil in his life, and he knows it. Every woman in this room has evil in her life, and she knows it. And I tell people about verses like this. This verse means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. It means different things to different men in this room, but it means something to every man in this room. It means different things to different women in this room, but it means something to every woman in this room. Avoid every kind of evil means avoid that which leads to evil. For some of you, it impacts what you watch. For some of you, it impacts what you read. For some of you, it impacts what you listen to. For some of you, it impacts who you hang out with. Do you remember when those of you that raised teenagers and you weren't sure where your children were? And I can identify with this. What did you say? Tell me who he's with and I'll tell you where he is. Well, tell me who she's with and I'll tell you what they're doing, because it usually indicates what they're doing by the people they're with. Not always true, but it's true a lot of the cases. Avoid every kind of evil means, do you avoid situations and scenarios in your life that you're not going to be placed in temptation's way? That's what it means. Well, let's focus on 19 now. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Isn't it interesting? The Holy Spirit's activity is compared to a fire. That's interesting. What's it take for a fire to burn? There's three things. It's called the triangle. It takes oxygen, fuel, and heat. And in order to have those elements, you have to have heat source, you have to have fuel, and you have to have oxygen. So a fire suppression takes place when you remove one of those elements. And isn't it interesting? Paul says, don't suppress the Spirit's fire in your life. Don't do things in your life that are going to inhibit the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, according to L.D. McGarry that I quoted earlier, the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God in your life. It's the Holy Spirit that takes the Scripture we read like today. And the one that works in your life is not me, it's the Holy Spirit that takes what I just read for you and then he works into your life in those verses.
Well, tune into part 4 of the final message from 1 Thessalonians tomorrow, same time, same place, on Sirius XM 131. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.